hurricane tears up Florida Panhandle.
It's just a matter of picking up the pieces and putting it back together.
Rocket malfunction.
Some sort of a failure forced the crew to abort and make an emergency descent to Earth.
Stock sell-off.
This is what we call a healthy correction.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Hurricane Michael delivered a destructive blow to the Florida Panhandle.
You live on the coast, this is what you get.
And what they got in town after town is flooding, damage to homes and businesses, and widespread power outages. The most powerful hurricane to ever hit that region could leave deep scars.
It was terrifying, honestly. A lot of noise. I mean, we thought the windows were going to break.
At least two deaths are blamed on the ferocious storm. Reporting from the region, evening news anchor Jeff Glore says there's debris all around.
In Panama City, some houses and businesses are unrecognizable. The roof of the school gymnasium torn open. Sabrina Marshall was inside her home as parts were torn away from her.
The door just and the roof flew off.
Downed trees and tangled power lines have made many streets impassable.
I was in a bunker, almost a bunker, and just prayers.
At Tyndall Air Force Base near Panama City, the damage is extensive. An entire roof was stripped from an aircraft hangar. Overturned trucks and debris litter the tarmac.
Well, CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Port St. Joe, not far from where Michael made landfall.
Boats were pushed on shore. Trees snapped in half by 155-mile-per-hour winds. Power lines hung over roads, and cars were crunched together by up to 8 feet of storm surge. Nothing was left unscathed. Residents here didn't wait for help to arrive. Neighbors with boats and trucks launched their own rescue efforts, going door to door to reach people stranded by high water.
How long were you guys in there?
3-4 hours.
Jeff Pitts and his dog Buddy were picked up after 4 feet of storm surge flooded his home. Jeff's aunt Donna said their son went to rescue others nearby.
They have personal friends that are trapped in actually similar but worse situation. Deeper water in their home.
Michael is now a tropical storm, 50-mile-an-hour winds, and WCBS-TV forecaster Lonnie Quinn is watching it cut through the southeast.
Right now, Columbia, South Carolina, you're picking up a lot of rain, but today it's going to be from Charlotte up to Richmond, picking up about a 4 to 6 inch range. The area that got hit hardest with Florence, you know, say Wilmington, maybe in a 1 to 2 inch range. So that's, I guess, a pretty good situation. You don't want the big rain there. And then it will go south of the big cities, Philadelphia and New York, maybe 2 to 4 inches, some flooding concerns there.
Overseas, there was big trouble just after the launch of a Soyuz spacecraft carrying an American and Russian bound for the space station. A booster rocket failed, and CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood says that resulted in a tense emergency landing.
The crew did land safely. It was a steeper than normal trajectory. They were subjected to very high G loads. In other words, deceleration is much higher than they experience on the surface of the Earth. But the landing was safe. Recovery crews report that both of the crew members are in good shape.
It was to be NASA astronaut Nick Hague's first trip into space. Russia's space agency has now suspended all manned space flights and says an investigation is underway. President Trump says the Fed has gone crazy. He's stepped up his criticism of rising interest rates after yesterday's huge stock sell-off. The Dow lost more than 800 points as concerns about interest rates and the trade war with China deepened. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Every day, investors make a decision. Where can I get the best risk-adjusted rate of return? With interest rates higher, they may be induced to sell out of a high flyer like the tech sector and go to the safety of the bond market.
Wall Street's tumble prompted sell-offs in Asia and Europe. The way federal authorities tell it, a man built a 200-pound bomb and planned to detonate it on Election Day on the National Mall in Washington. CBS's Paula Reed says 56-year-old Paul Rosenfeld was arrested north of New York City.
He told agents he ordered large quantities of black powder online, built small test explosives, and then used about 8 pounds to construct the 200-pound explosive device in a plywood box in his basement. He said he installed certain components in the device to ensure that he was killed in the blast.
Authorities say he wanted to draw attention to a political system called sortition, where public officials are selected randomly rather than by election. Well, President Trump says he wants answers from Saudi Arabia about the fate of a missing journalist. Turkish officials fear the writer's trip to the Saudi consulate in Istanbul was his last. CBS's Harley Williams is in Istanbul.
The Washington Post is reporting that before Jamal Khashoggi disappeared, U.S. intelligence may have intercepted communications by Saudi officials discussing plans to detain the journalist. A Turkish newspaper has published the names and faces of what it called a 15-man assassination team that entered Turkey the same day Khashoggi disappeared. We cannot independently verify that information.
First Lady Melania Trump says women in the Me Too movement need to be heard and supported, but accusations need to be backed up with hard evidence. And she tells ABC's Good Morning America there have been trust issues with the president's inner circle.
Has he had people that you didn't trust working for him?
Yes.
Did you let him know?
I let him know.
And what did he do?
Well, some people, they don't work there anymore.
Not a Southern California, where 14 years after a former president's death, CBS's Steve Futterman got a look at a lifelike, high-tech Ronald Reagan.
President of the United States.
It's about the closest you will get to the real thing. It's the Ronald Reagan hologram.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
It's Reagan resurrected in some respects. It's Reagan Returns.
John Heibusch is with the Reagan Foundation. The process was painstakingly slow. Chad Finnery is the creative director.
We would look at every single word and stop it and rewind, and you know, we would, you know, move the lip up a little bit.
And David Nussbaum with Hologram USA says it works.
Looks exactly like him. Sounds just like him.
So, goodbye and God bless you.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the Reagan Library, Simi Valley, California.
The Postal Service is proposing a 5-cent increase in the price of a first-class stamp from 50 to 55 cents. Proposal also calls for a 12% hike in rates used by Amazon and other shippers. Smartphone cases can only do so much to protect the devices in a fall. Soon, they might do a lot more.
Apple has received a patent for a new type of case that uses high-powered electromagnets to reduce damage to iPhones or iPads if they're dropped. Sensors detect the phone is falling, and magnets in various parts of the case are activated or deactivated to move the device inside the case, creating space, a crush zone that reduces the impact force and also reduces or eliminates damage. It can also protect against cracked screens. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
The Associated Press reports jewelry containing the toxic metal cadmium is on the shelves of some top national retailers. Prolonged exposure can cause cancer and reproductive harm. The stores say they've issued recalls or are addressing the issue with suppliers. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.